Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Jonathan Bell is here. Jonathan is a member of the State Bar of New York. He is a partner with Bell Law Group, and he worked for major law firms as a litigator for a number of years and decided it was time to go out on his own and set his own clients and his own schedule, and good for him. That makes him a small business owner, and he's our new friend, Jonathan Bell. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me this morning. Good morning to you.
It's good to have you back. I'm good to have you on the show, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, I've been watching this coronavirus scenario play out now for a while. I started reporting on the coronavirus the 1st of February. I had five China experts on my show in February talking about this thing before it was even an issue here in the United States. I wrote my first article was a Black Swan article in my syndication February 15th. So I've been doing this now for over two months, and all along, as I was watching and listening to the steps that were being taken to abate this thing, to dial this disease down as much as possible and to deal with it, all the while I was seeing the logic in the social distancing and all that, and even trying to minimize, slow down the economies in terms of people not going to work and not spreading the disease. While I was nodding my head a little bit in that, I was shaking my head when I was witnessing the way our constitutional rights were being impinged. When governors were presuming that they could tell me to close my business and to tell you couldn't come in my business. So I've been really torn between those two emotions. I want to flatten the curve, but I don't want to lose America. What do you think?
You know, I agree with you. I think it's an internal struggle that a lot of small business owners are having because some businesses can't work from home. And now it's a choice between abiding by the law and also surviving as far as in their business and economically. So it's really torn. I don't have a good answer. I could imagine that it may be subject to litigation, but it's really putting these people out of business. And unfortunately, what the government's answer is with these PPP loans, they're really just woefully inadequate and not coming through right now.
Yeah.
So even what they're trying to do to salvage these businesses, even though they have the right thing in mind, as far as their heart's in the right place, but in reality, it's not working.
Well, I want to talk about the PPP in a minute, but for the time being, for this segment, I want to get your thoughts on. Did you see the man who was paddleboarding in California, and they showed him being hauled away in handcuffs? He was paddleboarding. Some people were walking down the street, and a police officer stopped them. I've seen in my possession a letter from an employer to an employee, given to an employee, then that employer said, this employee has the right to be coming to work because she's essential. In other words, in case a law enforcement person stopped her and wanted to see her papers. Now, anybody in America who thinks they have to walk around with papers, Jonathan, that's a chilling thought for me. What do you think?
I agree with you. It is a chilling thought as far as process goes. But then on the other hand, I also think that, if it's not somewhat strictly enforced, then people will ignore it and understand.
But how do, how do they have the right to even make that? How do they have the right to even say that? How do they have the right to tell me I can't walk around? Where does that come from, Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you here, I'm in Long Island. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a suburb of New York City. Obviously, New York City was hit the hardest.
Right.
So Long Island's hit pretty hard, too. I could tell you that as far, I mean, we have a lot of people walking around and stuff. And I actually know some people who are going to work who are technically not supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't think it's being strictly enforced, at least around here. But I guess you're going to have some law enforcement that's going to just know, take it to the next level and maybe go beyond what they otherwise should
But as we go to a break, aren't these governors and mayors stretching their authority? Can you answer that for me? Am I right about that?
I think we're in the gray area, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wish I could give you a direct answer.
And that's where I think some of the litigation is going to happen over the next 10 years. Quick break. Right back with Jonathan Bell. We're going to talk about some of those issues that he's facing, especially from an employment litigation standpoint. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.